Hello, my friends. Today's quality, page 272. Open it up. We're going to take a look at the three things that we do here. It's very, very straightforward. We do three things in quality. We plan it, we manage it, and we control it. Plan quality management, manage quality, control quality. But before we get to the breakdown of the processes today, my friends, I want to talk about what happens at a high level, just so you've got a really robust understanding. So at a very high level, you remember direct to manage project work we talked about a few days ago. This has the output known as deliverable. But in the background, you are also checking the work before the deliverable is produced. Once the deliverable is produced, it should go to quality control for quality checks. The lady on the conveyor belt is going to check it. Then you're going to have verified deliverables if it is good to go to the customer. If not, you would have gotten a change request, but let's assume it could go to the customer, right? When it goes to the customer to be checked, if the customer is happy at what they get, you get something we call, do you remember, an accepted deliverable. And that accepted deliverable goes to close project or phase. And in close project or phase, this is where you get two major outputs. You get final product service or result transition, but don't forget, you also get the final report. So once you have an idea of this overarching breakdown, which is part of my PMBOK guide mainline, you can Google it and watch it. Once you understand this, you can then see the full picture of quality. So we plan quality management. How are we going to manage quality? How are we going to have quality assurance on this project? How are we going to carry out those audits? Well, if you go to the previous slide, my friends, quality audits are happening in managed quality. But you first need a plan. How are we going to have these audits? How frequently? Who's going to be involved? And then you actually audit in managed quality. You execute the quality management plan to comply with organizational and identified quality standards. Third thing that happens is you control quality. Just remember that there are a lot of feedback loops throughout project management. Not to say that you're going to be tested rote on this, but it helps to understand that control quality gives you a feedback loop into managed quality. And this is known as quality control measurements. And these quality control measurements help you investigate and further identify where the process actually got broken. This is where you take a look at measurements you might have received and you ask the question, what went wrong? So based on that, let's take a look at the outputs we get from this knowledge area. We get quality management plan and quality metrics from plan quality management. We get test and evaluation documents and quality reports from managed quality. And then we get verified deliverables, as we saw previously, from control quality. Remember, quality has a plethora of tools and techniques. And if you're following me along on page 272, you'll realize that there's another schematic on the following page. But guess what? What I showed you previously is going to help you better understand what PMI has on that next page, okay? I know many of you are wondering, how do I get my arms around the syllabus? And that's why I put this together to help you, okay? I hope you're finding value from it. Don't forget to hit like, subscribe, share with your friends. Stay tuned to the channel. There's a lot more stuff coming for you on PMP Journey. Look for the PMP Journey playlist. There's a plethora of videos there. They'll add value to your prep. Bye for now.